other places have had the conversion. I think that's a, the convergence of all the issues here. That's the places at the beginning of the character, the conversion. Okay, so Nikta Moshe. So the Mishnah said that there's a psul of that Nikta Moshe is possible. The Mishnah says, L'chayra Mayer B'shnei Olam Emtzayim Hayesen Yerosh HaShekhar. The pastor says, what's the Yerosh of the Lulav? The Yerosh of the Lulav are the Olam Emtzayim Hayesen Yerosh HaShekhar. Now this is the Shalom placing him, what exactly does Tosis mean when he talks about the Olam Emtzayim. And that matters to Shalom Rashi. Also Rashi over here doesn't really say anything, which we'll have to talk about later, but Rashi later on by Nechel Kachemis, Rashi also makes reference to Shnei Olam Elyonim Mitzayim Shoshama Shevra Kolo. Taisus Bava Kama talks about Rikos about the Shnei Olam Mitzayim. So what exactly are the Shnei Olam Mitzayim? There's two possibilities. We know that every leaf in a luluv is really double. It's double. So it could be that when Taisus also talks about the Shnei Olam Mitzayim, he means what we would call the middle leaf. In the middle leaf, since it's double, that's called Shnei Olam Mitzayim, meaning the single, that one double leaf. What we in our parlance call the Tumas is the middle leaf, but the middle leaf itself is doubled up. That might be what Taisus means by Shnei Olam Mitzayim. Conversely, or alternatively rather, Taisus may mean that Shnei Olam Elyonim may mean what we would call the Tumas together with the runner up. In other words, what does Taisus mean by Olam? Does Olam mean a folded leaf? Or does Olam mean half of a folded leaf? So one possibility, as I said before, is that Shnei Olam and Soyim means, we need a parlance in English, we keep to a standard terminology. So a leaf, we're going to call a leaf, is a double leaf. The leaf, but it has a, But it has two sides. It has two folds. It has two parts. That's a leaf. And then only one of those, we'll call that half a leaf. So that we'll stick to a standard terminology. So when Taisus says Shnei Olam Mitzayim, he may mean the two half leaves, which we like to find them joined together, but very often, of course, they're split apart. But it's the two half leaves. Or Taisus may mean, no, the two leaves. Because it's really how you look at it. The Shedra is always the tallest leaf, but then there's another leaf right next to it that's almost as tall. Maybe that's also called the Shnei Olam Mitzayim, especially since we know the Luluv, the leaves come out in pairs. They're not exactly always mamish parallel. But more or less, the leaves come out in pairs. So Taisus may mean that last pair of leaves that comes up from the Shedra. Yeah, of course, one is going to be a little taller than the other, but still, you can talk about the Shedra being taller, the last place the Shedra keeps bifurcating into leaves, the last place where the Shedra bifurcated. And that's what Taisus means by Shnei Olam Mitzayim. That's a big discussion in Pesachim. What does Taisus mean? The Taisus understands it the second way. Shnei Olam Mitzayim means the two leaves. Again, a leaf is a, we're keeping that, right? We're going to try to be consistent. A leaf means it has two halves, but we're going to call it a leaf. So the Beis Yosef understands Taisus to mean the two leaves. That's the last place where the Shedra bifurcated. But others understand Taisus. They obviously look in Taisus and Baba Kama. If you read the whole Taisus from beginning to end, it's a little bit much in Taisus and Baba Kama the other way. The Shnei Olam means the two half leaves. Because Taisus goes through the various Pshatim in the Tumas. Well, you know, I don't want to be a bogged down here, but a kaponim, right? For today, we're not really going to get into this issue, but just to know that it's an issue in Pesachim, Taisus and others, what exactly are the Olam Mitzayim to which Taisus refers? Anyway, Taisus says, Niktam Rosh, the Pashim Shadim in Rosh, the Rosh of the Lulav is the Shnei Olam Mitzayim, and they were Niktam. They were truncated. at Taisvis, Aval Kosha, the Gemara, Kamar Pshul Levi, Nitlat Yom is possible. And the Gemara Pshul Levi says that if the Tiamis was totally amputated, so it's possible. What's the Tiamis? Behem Oisim Ha'olam Yisrael. The Tiamis are those two middle leaves, or half leaves, however you learn. But that's why it's called Tiamis, because it's double. So, in fact, Taisvis, we are feeling Nitlam Oisim Ha'olam Yisrael. The Kosh Kenitl Gami. Taisvis says, if Nitlam is possible, then Nitl, of course, should be possible. So, what's the Kiddush of Rabbi Shuvan Levi? First of all, it's Mavur and Taisvis that Nitlam is not synonymous with Nitl. Nictum is less than nitl. Nitl is that it was completely amputated. A nictum is that it was cut short, but not all the way down. And Rosh says, the Rosh is a rife, the Rosh says, that nictum is rife. Way all the way down, it was amputated. So Taisus asks, if nictum Rosh is possible, so why does what's the chidit, what is it, why does Rabbi Shuban Levi have to tell me that nictum Rosh is possible? It should go without saying. It's already included in the psul of nictum. The Taisus offers three tirutzim. First tirutzim Taisus is Mitzrayim Leimah. The Nikdam Roshay Mayri Beroy Olim Ha'olim. The first tirutzim Taisus is that Roshay over here, Akka does not mean the Olim, the two Olim Ha'olim. Roshay means all of the Olim Ha'olim. And Nikdam Roshay means that all of the Olim Ha'olim. Not all of Roshay, because we could call it. Rav of the Olam Elyonim were Nikta. That's okay, what are the Olam Elyonim? Come back to that in a second. The Maaseh the Rosh, when he says, the Rosh also brings the three Tirutzim, both in place of the Rosh and the Halachas. The Rosh, when he says, when he brings down this Teretz, the Rosh leaves out the word Elyonim, which is Rav of Olam, that Rav of the Olam were Nikta. There's no particular olim ha'olayim. There's roi with olim. Roi with olim with nikdam. Then the lulav is possible. And the tremes is different. Alok that's Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Nitlat tremes. But in the olim, roi with the olim were cut short. No mention of ha'olayim. So it seems like a machlekes. Taisha says it's after the olim ha'olayim, and the Rosh says that it's roi for olim in general. So the Bach says it's not a machlekes, and the Rosh really means like Taisha. And he even wants to make in the Rosh that should say ha'olayim. But other Achayim are chaylik on the Bach, and they point out the Rosh is l'chari see b'davka that he does not learn the Elyonim. The Rosh says, he says, Nikdam Roshi means Roi Fa'olim. This is in this first Terence. Then the Rosh addresses, so why is it called Roshi? Why is it Nikdam Roshi? What does Roshi mean? Nikdam Ha'olim. Says the Rosh, it means Rosh Kol Olam Ha'olam. The Rosh of every Olam. Then the Rosh says a doichik in the Lashon. The Rosh doesn't sound like the Rosh of every Olah. It sounds like the Rosh of the Lulav. So I think the Rambam Mordechai asks on the back. He says, "Lefi Taisus, what's the Kasha? Rosh means the Rosh of the Lulav, but the Rosh of the Lulav is not the Shnei Olam Elyonim. The Rosh of the Lulav is the Olam Elyonim. So therefore, does that these Achayim say not like the back that it's Takam Asleikus? The Taisus says Rosh for Olam Elyonim." And Rosh means the Olam Elyonim. And the Rosh holds that now it's Reva Olam in general. And Rosh means Rosh Kol Olah the Olah. And the Vita says, what are the Olam Elyonim? What do they even mean? Reva Olam Elyonim. What are the Olam Elyonim? The Olam Elyonim, the Chardag. We're not saying it's the two Olam Elyonim. So what exactly are the Olam Elyonim? Every Olah is Elyon relative to other Olam. And not Elyon relative to the ones that are higher up. So what does that mean? Right, Olam Elyonim. Who are the Olam Elyonim? Or what do you say? It's Pashim Shah. How did you learn? What? What's the background? It says like that. The Bach says that it means all the Olam that go up, that ride, that are higher than the top of the Shev. All the Olam that are higher than the Shev. And I'm not sure. If you have about the Bach, so here's a shadow. Yeah. All in.
According to the Bach, you draw a line at the top of the Shedra, and these are all the Olam Elyonim. And if they're Niktam, so it's possible. Most of them are Niktam, then it's possible. And what's called Niktam? So the Torah says, the Torah doesn't spell it out, the Torah says it means Rav. So how do you measure that? Rav of what? Rav of this distance, from here to here, the part that projects above the Shedra, or since there's an Olah, since once I established this is an Olah Elyon, maybe it's Rav of the whole span from top to bottom. No idea. I have maybe a different theory altogether. I'm just throwing it out. I have no proof one way or another. It says in Torah, I mean, the Torah doesn't pass like this territory and places necessarily, so it's hard to know. The Torah says that Nikta Moshe means the rive of the Olah. The Torah learns to stay Olah Elyon. So I'm not sure that we can extrapolate back to this paradise. The Torah just says what is Nikta? Nikta might mean just even a drop. But the Torah says the Pharisees know, or it might mean all the way down to the bottom. While the Intergrad has a sheet of the Nikta Moshe, means they were amputated all the way down to the Shedra. But the Torah says that Nikta Moshe means Rav of the Olah. Nittel is entirely 100%, and Nikdan is 51%. So now, the Torah learns, like the other Torahs and places, that we're talking about the Olah and the Elyon, but translating that into this Torah and places, in the Rosh, all the same places. So Moshe means all of these Olah, but what's called Rav exactly? Yeah, I think it's probably more Mistaper, according to this Teres and Tysus, that these Olam together are called the Roish, because this is what projects above the Shedra. So Niktam, the more Pashto Pshat is Niktam, most of what projected above the Shedra was Niktam. That would be called Niktam Roish.
Then it's meaning, so when Tosfos says Rova Olam Elyon, he's explaining what Niktam is.
Well, Tysus doesn't say that it means, no. When Tysus is Roish, he doesn't mean Roish.
Vertically, he means right above the other.
I think.
But since that's Rosh Hashanah, Lulav, so it does work.
Nikta Moshe Mari Beroyv Olam Elyonim. I don't think, I'm not sure about it. I don't think when Tosfos uses the word Roiv, what does he mean?
He means Roiv of these Olam. Let's say there are 10 of these Olam.
So you have to have that 6 of them were Nikta. What does Tosfos mean? That you need all of them to be Nikdam down the right of their length, or right of their projection above the Shedra.
Right,
the Pashut Pshat means the first way, the room is 6. So how much? So those 6 were Nikdam. Nikdam how far down?
So, but the sheer of, since it's Nikdam Moshe of the Lula, not of the Olim, so Nikdam Moshe of the Lula is basically how many of them? Meaning, because how many of them? Meaning, if they're going like this, like in a pyramid sort of structure,
right.
And the Rosh is everything above that line, so we want to cut Rove of the pyramid. Now that'll be Rove of the Olim. Meaning, Rove of the horizontal, meaning that the horizontal length is.
The Shedra.
Right. So this.
You see how these leaves are projected above the Shedra.
So we want to cut Rove of the height of the pyramid of the triangle.
Oh, you like that?
And that'll be Rove of the Olam. And that'll be Rove of the Olam.
I'm not sure that it is. I can't count you on that. That's not necessarily going to be true.
No, because if it's.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
it's certainly not true. We can't take it for granted that it's true. Maybe an interesting shadow by itself, but I don't know. If we're going to take Tosfos right for Olam, I mean, it means. Most of those Olam Elyonim. I think the probably default setting here is that since Niktam up to now Tosfos is meant, but Tosfos didn't say how much is Niktam. We know it's not all the way down. Tosfos said it means most of the way down. And what's the now Tosfos defining now the Rosh of the Lulav is the Olam that project above the Shedra. So Rosh of those Olam were Niktam, meaning most of those Olam were cut most of the way down. But how far down is down? I think the Pashas would be down to the top of the Shedra. I think it's another possibility. Maybe this will appeal to myth. Well, I don't know. That maybe Olam Elyonim does not necessarily mean, like we said before, what is Olam Elyonim? Which are the Olam Elyonim? There are many great Olam. Some are, let's say there's 100 Olam. Which ones are the ones that 99 are Elyonim compared to the bottom of it? Which are the Olam Elyonim? So the Bach tells them, the Malam and Hashem. I thought maybe different chapters. Yeah, you have all these Olam. So they go like this. And ascending to the Shnei Olam Elyonim, and then descending down.
Taisus Rai with the Olam with Nikdam. Rai with the Olam El Yayim. I thought maybe it means like this. You can determine the Olam El Yayim, you can frame the Olam El Yayim however you want. But you have to be able to, if there's some place where you could draw a line, and Rav of the Olam that project above the line were Niktan, then it's called Niktan Rasha. Meaning, maybe we don't have to define a line. The line is wherever you want to draw it. But if you can draw a line anywhere, this appeals to some people, it's not going to appeal to everybody. I'm saying maybe it's not determinant. Olam El Yayinim are, I mean, the Lulav has to have a Rosh. That's what I'm saying. The Lulav has to have a Rosh. And the Rosh has to be intact. What is the Rosh? What does that mean? That means that somewhere there's the top of the Lulav that the Rosh of the Olam that project above that are intact. If the Lulav, and if you can frame the Lulav in such a way that most of the higher love of the higher leaves are Niktam, then that's a Lulav that was decapitated. And if you can do it anywhere, then it passes the Lulav. You know, I don't want to get bogged down in this, I'm just throwing it out. If it appeals to you, it appeals to you. If it's not, then it's not. That's also fine. Yeah.
Could you say that Olam is really referring to like the one leaf doubled over, and then Olam El Yoinim is the top two leaves?
That's his rejecting.
Yeah, it's very hard. I mean, sorry, it's very, very weird in Taisus. That the first time Taisus Shnei Olam El Yoinim was the two half leaves, and now in Taisus, no, right? For Olam El Yoinim, he means the two leaves. That's very
no. I was thinking like wherever right with those like leaves, and then everything that like cut it straight. Like if you had the top two leaves, then let's say like right is here, and then the other leaves is going to be like less than right of the other leaves.
I don't know. I mean, that's very. It's very hard to read into Taisus, like very artificial line. Lay it there. Anyway, I don't know. Take your pick. That's the first teretz in Taisus. The Maaseh Tzuah, the Tzuah did not bring this teretz down at all. Then Taisus has two other teretzim. The second teretz in Taisus is Inami. It's Shechle Reb Shuvim Levi Lashmin and Nitlo. The Salka Daitach the Choshev Hodlet Fei Minikta. So this teretz is saying teretz number two. That the olam roishoy is the shnei olam elyon, and that's the same olam that Rav Shmuel Levi was referring to, the tenth. So that's the case. So what's the answer? So if the Mishnah already said niktam roishoy, so what's the chiddush of Rav Shmuel Levi of nitlat yomis? If niktam is possible, so nitl is for sure possible. So Tosfos, no, I can have a halamina that niktam is worse. But when it's niktam, you still have a stump. That's not valid. But if it's nittle, if it's amputated all the way down, and it's not so, it's not, doesn't lack so much in halder. It's worse to be nikdam than to be nittle. I mean, if you had a lulav that was nikdam, according to the Havamin, if I didn't have a Shmuel Levi, I would have said, nikdam is possible. But if I'll take a knife and I'll cut it all the way down, then it'll be better, then it'll be kosher. Because then it won't lack in halder. Halder is where you see that it's nikdam. But if you take the tiamis out completely, then it's not nikdam. Then it's just a little who's olam el yoinim have been replaced by the next set of olam el yoinim, the next lower down. But understudy olam el yoinim. But if it's nichtam, then it's possible. I'm just wondering now what's the habana here? Is the habana poshut that nichtam is ugly? Because you have this ugly stump. But if you take it out completely, then it's nicer. Maybe that's the Pashup Pshat. That's how I understood it. Or maybe the Pshat is, maybe a little bit more beloved of it. That the lack of other is that the Olam El Yoinim are cut down, are Niktam. So when the Olam El Yoinim are there, but they're Niktam, so the Olam El Yoinim are Niktam. But if the Olam El Yoinim are removed, then they're not the Olam El Yoinim anymore. Then the next Olam down become the Olam El Yoinim, and they're not Niktam. So I would think maybe that's better. That's more hot. I don't have enough gemina, but I'm just wondering in the havana. But I want to address a different question. The mashmois in this, the bottom line is, the mashmois in the Tosfos is that why is nittel possible? At the end of the day, why is nittel possible? Shmuel Levi says that nittel is possible. Why is nittel possible? Nictum is possible because not older. Rashi also Nictum is possible because not older. Why is Nictum possible? Because they're also not older, or for some different reason entirely? Has it mashed in places? And it's older. He says, Salkadaitach, I would have had a Havamin, not for Shiva Levi, I would have thought that Nictum is more older than Nittul. But the Mashmoys and Taisha says, that the Maskana after Shiva Levi is not true, and Nittul is also not older. Right? That's how it reads in Taisha. So my question is this. The Gemara, this is Gemara of a Kama. The Gemara of Shuva Levi's, Rapapa has a, what was the Gemara? The Gemara by us had, Boy Rapapa, Rapapa the Shalom, Nis Neklaka Tremis Mal. So Gemara with a Raya, Toshma, the Rambam Shuva Levi, Nitla Tremis Fossil, My Lot, what the Neklaka? Gemara said, no, maybe Neklaka is better. Maybe, My Lot, what the Neklaka? Loi Nitla Shiny, the Hossel. Ikadami, Abu Shum Levi, Nechla Tremis Nasik Commission, Nitla Tremis Apostle. It's a two shining in the Gemara whether the Psul of Nitla extends to Nechla. The first Lashon, we thought that it does, then we said, well, maybe it doesn't. The second Lashon, we machia that it does. That's the Gemara over here. So this is the Gemara in about Hilchos Lulav, right? We have the same exact Gemara in Bava Kamma, that's out of Gemara. But that Gemara, the context of that Gemara, is a Gemara about Shinui Kainan. So over there, it's in the Sugya of Shinui. So the Gemara has to say it like this. Says, it's talking about when you steal a dekel, when it's a shinui, when it's not a shinui. It's talking about Omer Ova, Hai man de gozu lulova v'abdinu hutsi. You took a lulov and you tore off the leaves. You made it into just hutsi, a pile of hutsi. So you're kind of. They make kar lulova, mikri, v'hashta hutsi hutsi. Before it was called a lulov. Now I have a shinui. It's shinemais, shinui Hashem, and now I have a shinui. That's a different name. It's called hutsi. Then you have hutsi v'abdinu chufi, also kar, you make kar hutsi, v'hashta chufi, and so on and so forth. Then the verse says, "Boyer Papa, Nechlat Tremis Mal, Toshmal Domer of Masun Omer Shum Levi, Nitla Tremis Fossil, My Love Hood in the Nechlaka, Loy Nitla Shiny, Doch Hosser, Ikadami Toshmal Domer of Masun Omer Shum Levi, Nechlat Tremis Nasik Machine, Tla Tremis Fossil, Shramino." So, in the middle of that Gemara, which is Gemara Machinoi, all of a sudden, the Papa's Bayer with Rav Shum Levi, the whole Gemara from Sukkah falls into the Gemara over there in Haggai's Lace. Had it fallen over there? That's a Gemara over there about Shinui Kainan. Here we have a Gemara about Psul Hodor. What's it doing over there? So Rashi there says, "My lafu adin nechuka." Type Rashi number base. So Rashi, "The cave and didin Psul Mifsula, leyin yin mikna nami Shinui uvekani." It says in that Rashi. Rashi read it from the study from the context of the Gemara. You see from that Gemara that if nechuka tremis is possible, and if nitla tremis is possible, then who adin that you kind of a shinui? So what does one have to do with the other? Just because the lulav is possible because not other. So that's the reason why you should be kind of a shinui. Just one light. So l'chari, what you see from this Gemara. Dr. Tyson, I would have thought that what you see in this Gemara is that the soul of Nitla Tremis and Nechlakatemis also, it's converted to Madamit and Nitlakatemis, is not because it lacks in Hodah, but because it's not in Lulav. It lacks in the Shem Lulav. A Lulav, by definition, has to have a Temis. And if it doesn't have a Temis, then it's not a Lulav. And I saw afterwards in Shita Mukubetzis, there in Baba Kama, he says in the name of the Ramah, he says, Hakam Shat in this Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that if it's possible, then it's called. I'm not sure how he says it. He says that, he said, the reason why it's possible, well, maybe that's too, that gives too much, takes too much for granted. You have to look at the lashon exactly. I didn't bring a shita. But he says that the psul is that it's not called a lulav anymore. It's hutsi. That nechlek, that nitla tremis and nechl, and who the nechlekah, if nitla is the same as nechlekah, it's no longer a lulav. It's only hutsi, and therefore it's, and therefore you kind of a shita. Kach l'chayra. Chayra, that's what it says in this Gemara. But the Shad, what about Taisus? Taisus is mashma that it's a psul pader. That nitlak tremis. Salkadayt hachamin is a Taisus. I would have thought, if not for Pshul Levi, I would have said nikdam is hader, is more hader than it. That nikdam is not hader, and nitl is. But the match mashma Taisus. Kamashmalon, what's Pshul Levi telling me? That it's possible because it's not hader. What does not being hader have to do with not have, with Kenyan Shili? This Gemara is not only talking about Sukkos. The Gemara about if you saw the lulav, this Gemara, if it's talking about Kenyan Shinui, I don't think it's limited to Sukkos. Why should it be limited to Sukkos? Doesn't even make sense. But if you saw, if it's a Kenyan Shinui the whole year, not Sukkos, it's a Kenyan Shinui the whole year round, and vice versa. In the end of Gemara, it says that if you saw the lulav and then you did something to the lulav, it became nechlakat jemus and nitlak jemus. So it's not a lulav anymore. It's lipsi balma. What does that do with hodah? It's a different. It's a much deeper psul than not being hodah. It's a psul. It's not a lulav. It's lipsi balma. It could be even nafkamin and din. According to those who show them that hodah is only the first day, rather tell yourself that hodah is all 7 days. But according to those who show them that hodah is only the first day, what about nechlakat tremes? Is nechlakat tremes only possible the first day, or is it possible all 7 days? If it's a psul of hodah, then it's only possible the first day. If it's a psul that it doesn't have a shem lulav, then it'll be possible 7 days. The passing of the Gemara Baba Kama, basically, you know, certainly, that's what it sounds like in the Ramah. It's Mukhin Gemara, that the Gemara is totally in Kenya Shinri, that it's not a lack of Hadar, it's a lack of Shem Lulav altogether.
It can't be that the, even all year round, it's not a Lulav Shal Mitzvah, it's not Hadar, so now it's not a, like, we only care about it being a, the Shem Lulav is Noveya from the Din.
So you'll say maybe. So you're saying about maybe the Shad Gemara is that about it's a psul hodah, but the shem lulav is something that's kosher the mitzvah, and if it's not kosher the mitzvah anymore, yeah, tamashia, even if it's because of lack of hodah, then it doesn't lose the shem. If it's only, then it loses the shem lulav, since it's kosher the mitzvah, so it therefore will lose the shem lulav. Esher. Like the verse is by Hishana, you know, Mekar Nam Hishana Pai. Hishana Pai has to do with the mitzvah. The Lachar and Taisus, that's what we're going to have to say. I mean, for a while I was entertaining that maybe Lachar and Taisus learns that this Gemara is talking about a Gemara about Kenyan Shinui. Rashi says it's a Gemara about Kenyan Shinui. Maybe Taisus learns not a Gemara about Kenyan Shinui. The Gemara brought it Agav Gra. Since the Gemara was talking about, you know, Lulavim getting tearing off the leaves off of Lulavim, and, you know, traumas that could happen to Lulavim that do make a Kenyan Shinui. So it brings in this Gemara about Nechle Katemus, but Nechle Katemus really has nothing to do with Kenyan Shinui. But about it, it's very hard. You want to start bringing in Agav Gra, other Gemaras that have to do with the traumas that happen to love him. So you can bring other things, you know, you can talk about Nikta Moshe. Talk about Yolish. Maybe tackle a few times, we're going to have to say like this. That once it's possible in the mitzvah, so, and that account alone, it loses the Shem Lulav. It has the Shem Lulav alone because it's possible in the mitzvah. That's true, and oh, I right, and I had a chayes mukhlim. The Rosh says like Taisus. The Rosh over here by us, so it says like Taisus. The same Rosh as Taisus. Talk about the chaminu, the nictum is more little nictum lacks in harder more than nittle. Same diuk in the Rosh. Kamash mon lachar that Reb Shum Levi is telling me that nittle is also lack of harder, and the Rosh of Abakama. And the fair is like Rashi, that the Gemara there's negative Kenyan Shinui. Yeah, so L'chor, we have to say, like you're saying, that Taisus holds that the Shem Lulav has to do with being Kosher L'Mitzvah. And therefore, if it lacks in Hodar, and it's not Kosher L'Mitzvah, so who did it? Doesn't have a Shem Lulav altogether. If that's the case, I think Taisus is going to have to be the Shetosai, that there's Psulei, that Hodar is possible 7 days. Hold like the Rishonim that Hod is only possible the first day. So Chashmir Shtikul. Hold like the Rishonim that Hod is only possible the first day, but the other 6 days is kosher. So that means if you have a lulav that's not hotter, it's kosher lulav mitzvah. Not the first day, but it's kosher lulav mitzvah the other 6 days. So it happens, hey, it loses the same lulav and you paint it b'shina. Just because it's possible the first day, but the other 6 days it's good. So it has a shem lulav. It has a shem lulav shul mitzvah. So why are you kind of b'shina? What to be? You're kind of b'shina because it's only because.
Maybe it doesn't have a shem lulav because the second days are only because of the first days.
So bottom line is the mice of the other 6 days. I could do mitzvah lulav with the lulav that lacks in hover.
I'm saying that's only a derabbanan lezeker a deraisa.
So therefore, it doesn't even have shem lulav. Can't imagine. If it doesn't have a shem lulav, it should be possible all 6 days. The zechem it also has to have a shem lulav. And you shouldn't write even the other 6 days. You shouldn't write the perish. That chuf yul mashal. It's quite right. Who says it's the ritual? I think. It's brought aloha that if you have a lulav that's over the chuf yul, that it became like salad. So the Gemara says it's possible. Not lulav at all. So the Rishonim say, the Ritva says that it's possible all 7 days. Because that's not a lulav altogether. That's absolutely chuf. See, it has to have a shem lulav. So we. Okay. So in Chesed Menachem Shlomo, I mean, so that's fine. That happens to be the Tosfos holds that Hodesh Noeg all 7 days. Tosfos Shita happens to be that Hodesh Noeg all 7 days. That Psulei Hodesh Noeg all 7 days. Tosfos learns that way. That's how Tosfos learns it. We're beginning there. The Rosh also learns that way. That Hodesh is possible all 7 days. So in Chesed Menachem Shlomo, they also they can learn that something that's not Hodesh is possible mitzvah entirely, and therefore it's not called a lulav. Make that leap. It's not called the luluf, and you claim it b'shina. But in the chenami, l'fi dosi shayim, we hold that hod is only the first day. Rashi l'mashul holds that hod is only the first day. Maybe the second day, maybe 7 days. That's totally in the machlekes sasugis. But hod, the Rashi holds is only the first day. The Ramos hod is only the first day. The Ramban holds Chod is only the first day. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, Chod is only the first day. There are a lot of Yishayim hold on, Chod is only the first day. A few Olos Yishayim will have to learn that Nitla Chaymis, Nechlat Chaymis, the Gemara Baba Kama, it's not a Chisar in Hoda, that would make a Kinyan Shili. It's a Chisar in the Shem Lulav altogether. I think that's how Cheshmin is out. Cheshmin is good. So, Lacharid is a big Rebbe here. Rashi. All the Taisus here is grappling. You know, we have this Mishnah, Nikdam Rashi is possible. And then you have a Gemara later on, Nikdam Chemis. Rav Shimon Levi tells me it's possible. What about Nikdam Chemis? Typically, that is Nikdam Rashi. Every Nikdam Chemis is Nikdam Rashi. So Taisus has various rules. But we saw maybe Rashi means not the Pashat of Shah. It means Reifa Olam El Yoinim. Now Taisus is saying maybe there's a Salka Taitach that even though Nikdam Rashi is possible, but Nikdam might be better. So Rav Shimon Levi has to tell me that that's not true. Taisus is going to have a third shot in a second, which we'll see that that it depends if it's one leaf of the Tiamis or both leaves of the Tiamis. Rashi doesn't say anything. Mamish nothing. Rashi Nikta Moshe ain't Zahoda as a story. Doesn't tell me that it's the way of the Oinim, it doesn't tell me any fancy Pshotim. Nikta Moshe. And then it comes to Nikta Tiamis, Rashi says nothing also. What's the Chiddush? It's included in the Mishnah. The whole thing Rashi just passes over in silence. Halidolo, the question is obviously, it's a very glaring question. Anybody reads the Mishnah, Nikdam Rashi, and then you have Rashi Malevi, Nitlat Chemis, what's going on? And Rashi Maharaj doesn't address it. The one thing that Rashi does say is that Nikdam Rashi is possible because it's Lagbala. And then Mr. Rashi also, by Yovish, Rashi said, what was Rashi also by Yavish in the Mishnah? That's the place. Just a few Rashi's before. He says, it's not Mishnah Mulderis. I can't live on there. Because that's going, Rashi's explaining the Gemara of Kaposik Vatoni. The Gemara holds it. The Kaposik Vatoni Gemara holds it as all 7 days. Remember Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that Kaposik Vatoni, Leishna Vyom to Vishnu Vyom to Vyom to Leishna Vyom to Sheni, Vishnu Vyomish, Vyom to Vyom. That Yavish, the Gemara understands, is possible for all 7 days. Why is it possible for all 7 days? Everybody asks. Pasuk says be'emarishon. Hodesh should only be be'emarishon. Says Rashi, the Gemara doesn't mean it creates hodesh. The Gemara means zekeli be'emel. But even the mitzvah mulder, since it's nikkur shem shemayim olav, even though it's only zekeli mitzvah, you still call nikkur shem shemayim olav. You make a bracha on it, so you have to have zekeli be'emel. Zekeli be'emel is all 7 days, but hodesh is only the first day. And then we also saw Rashi shita is Taisa yes and Rashi. Let's go over to Shmikah Chazar and Rashi because we're going to need now to plug in the W. If this review briefly, we talked about it many times. So that's what Rashi learns. The reason why you need why Yovish is bustle all 7 days is Al Zekeli Van Neil. But Hod is only the first day. Right? Taisa is and the Gemara Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph Rova Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph said that Makleikis Avinu Chacham by Luluv Hayovish is only by Luluv. But Eser Hayovish is possible Kol Yalma because of Adin Need Hodr. But the Machlekes is how we makers Luluv LaEser. So it says in that Gemara that the Pesul of Luluv Hayovish not because it's like Kelev and Veil. It's only Pesul Success the cost of a Hodr by Eser. And then we have a Shaila how we makers Luluv LaEser. So what does Rashi do with Rova? So what do we say at the time? Anybody remember? What?
We said that Gemara is not Moskva.
That's the Miri. Miri says that Gemara is not a Maskara. But I had a different halach in Rashi. Anybody remember?
The Rav is like Shmuel.
The Rav is like Shmuel. That is Machlekes HaSugyos. That the Gemara that says that there's a din of Zakeilu Vanei all 7 days, the Gemara only says in the Kayach the Hechrech of Kaposik Vatoni. The Gemara doesn't hold it. It's not an axiom that the Gemara knows. The Gemara just says, since we're assuming Kaposik Vatoni, so how do you explain? So Yovish we can manage. Because we could posit that maybe there's a concept of Zekeil and Avail that passes for all 7 days. We were back in Rashi and Lamed Vav. Rashi is lost that we were Mukimla. Mukmino. We were Mukimla that there's Absul Yovish all 7 days because of Kaposik Betani. So, it's not written in stone. If you hold Kaposik Betani, then we have to posit that there's Absul Zekeil and Avail for all 7 days. Shmuel and Maisa holds there's no Kaposik Betani. Shmuel says Gosel's only Berishan. And Rav agreed to Shmuel. Because the Gemara asked the Kash and Shmuel in the beginning of the parak. The Gemara asked the Kash from Shmuel why the Mishnah said Gozel and not Shol. And Rav defended Shmuel. You see, Rav holds like Shmuel. So if you don't hold from Kaposik and Tani, so the Psul of Gozel is only the first day. So the Psul of Shol is also only the first day. So the Psul of Yovish is also only the first day. So not later in the Iter, but Agav. The Ibter says that since we don't hold from Kaposik Betani and Yavish and Gosel is only the first day, Yavish is also only the first day. The Ibter said. So, man, it's very good. That's Rav Lishitosa. That was a Mahalach in Rashi. So, it comes out Rashi to the Kitzur is that Hod is only the first day. Zekeli Bambeo, if it exists, is all 7 days, but it's a Shaila that it exists. Rav doesn't hold from it altogether. If you hold Kaposik Betani, then you have to posit that it exists. So now, going back to Rashi over here. So by Yavish, Rashi said, what's the psul of Yavish? It's not a mitzvah mulateris. Rashi has to say it, because he needs to explain the Gemara. He wants to set me up for the Gemara, that there's a psul of Yavish all 7 days, I'll say Kehle Vanei. Now he comes to Nikdam Rosha. What does Rashi say? He changes his language. He says, Ein Zahodim. What does he say, Ein Zahodim? He should say, it's not a mitzvah mulateris. I was thinking that maybe the Rashi here is very deep. The Rashi factor holds. Rashi wants to tell me that Nikta Rosh is a chesaron of Hodah. Because that answers all the problems. Meaning, the Gemara about Nikta Rosh is a chesaron of Hodah. The Rashi of Rashi says, Nikta Rosh is Ein Zeh Hodah. But that's only a psul. And the first day. The other 7 days. You don't have a psul of Hodah. Maybe the psul of Zekeli Vanei also, if you hold like the Gemara of Kaposik Betani, that there's a psul of Zekeli Vanei, so maybe Al Zekeli Vanei will be possibly like the other 7 days. But Rashi wants to put down that Nikta Moshe, first and foremost, is a chesaron of Hodah, and Hodah is only the first day. Whether there'll be Zekeli Vanei the other 6 days, that'll depend on the sukkahs. If you hold from Kaposik Betani, if you hold from Zekeli Vanei, and according to Shmuel and Rabbah, who don't hold from Zekeli Vanei, Nikta Moshe is only until the first day because it's a certain about them. On the other hand, Nechlukat Jemis, Nitlat Jemis, that's not a certain about them. That's Mukhuk and Mubab of Hamad. That it's a certain the Shem Luv. Right? Because otherwise we wouldn't be negated Kinyan Shin. So in place that we had a Mahalach, maybe, but lax and Hodder, so it's possible all 7 days. So Mele, it's going to have a, it'll be a, it won't have a Shem Lulav either. But according to Rashi, it's really Hodder only the first day. So that doesn't work. That's not available. So you have to do the Gemara Bavakamak Yishutah, like the Ramah says. That Nechlekat Jemis and Nitlat Jemis is not a Lulav, it's a Hutzik. takes off the whole shame lulav. Lulav by definition has to have a chemis. A lulav without a chemis is not a lulav. It's a hutsi bihalma. Nikta she has a chemis, but it's not hodah. But nitlat chemis or nechlekat chemis, which comes to the same thing, because there's no chemis. A lulav without a chemis is not a lulav, and therefore the yin you claim a bishini because it's hutsi bihalma. So if that's the case, then the Tosfos kasha disappears altogether. The Mishnah says Nikta Moshe is possible, but when is it possible? And why is it possible? It's possible to have Hodor. And Hodor is only the first day. Rav Papa has a bayo. What about Nechel Kat Jemis or Nitla Jemis? Their Papa's bayo is maybe Usul Hashem Lulav altogether. Nachkimina, first of all, Nachkimina for Kinyin Shinui. And Nachkimina also for the other 6 days. So Nechel Kat Jemis is right. Every Nechel Kat Jemis is Nikta Mat Jemis too. But Nikta Mat Jemis is Nikta Moshe also. But Nikta Moshe is only Psul Hodor, and that's only the first day. Nechlat Katyemis is a much deeper psul, if it's possible. Or Nitlat Katyemis is a much deeper psul. It's possible because it's not a little world together. And Kaban Afgamina is Nafgamina number one that you claim the machinery. Which is what our Papa was talking about in Baba Kama. For all I know, maybe that was the original context of our Papa's bayah. And number two, even the Yin Psul is Negei has an Afgamina la halacha. If you hold that there's no Sekhel Rabbe, all 7 days, like Rabba, our Papa grabs a Talmud Rabba. Then there's no psul. So all you have is Hodr, and Hodr is only the first day. So Nitlat Moshe is only possible the first day. But Nitlat Chem is not a lulav at all. It's possible all 7 days.
Then
you saw Nitlat. Every Tosfos right. Nitlat Moshe is every Nitlat Chem is already Nitlat Moshe. So what? But Nitlat Moshe is only psul Hodr. And that's only possible the first day, and it doesn't create a kinyan shinui. Nitlat Jemis is a much deeper psul. It's not a lulav, it's hutsi bi'alma. Nafgamina, A, lagabi kinyan shinui. Nikta Moshi will not be kind of a shinui, just a lack of hodah. What does that do with kinyan shinui? Nitlat Jemis, or Nechlekat Jemis, if it's Nasa Kamisha Nitlat Jemis, is going to be will not be a lulav at all, you'll be kind of a shinui. So that's right away Nafgamina for a papa. Moreover, if you hold like Rabba, there's no sekhel in all 7 days. So then the Nafkamina will be for the other 7 days. Nikta Moshe is only possible the first day, as Hodor. But Nechel Katremis and Nitla Tremis, that's all 7 days, because that's Bechalat Aluluf. If it's not a Luluf, that is possible all 7 days. So that's why I thought that the Fee Rashi, maybe Taisa Kasha doesn't start altogether. Taisa's learns, as Muzuik and Lashon of Taisa, is that the Psul of Nikta Moshe, the Psul of Nitla Tremis, is also Chisar of Hodor. It's also chesaron of hodah. So Taisus says, so they're both chesaronis of hodah. And Taisus shitosa that hodah is possible all 7 days. And Taisus holds that if it's possible all 7 days, it's called maybe it makes a kinyan shini also, because the shem lulav is because you could use the limits. And here it's possible all 7 days; you can never even use the limits. So Taisus is going with toicha hanocha that nitta moishri and nitla chaymus are fundamentally the same kind of psul. They're both psuli hodah, and they're both noyu all 7 days, and they could both create a kinyan shini if that's the case. In fact, Taisa, so every Nitlat Chemis is Nitlat Moshe. What do you need in a Nitlat Chemis? So Taisa has various tables, some three tables. But the Firash, because you need a Karol, that's a lesson. Nitlat Moshe is a Psul Hodor, which is only the first day. Like Rashi says, Ain't that Hodor? That's right. Rashi lays it down, because that sets up everything else. This is just a Psul Hodor. It's a Psul first day. Nitlat Chemis is not, and therefore Nitlat Moshe is just a son of Hodor, so A, it's only possible the first day. Especially if you hold like Shmuel and like Rava, that there's no Zakeh and Ve'el. And number two, it doesn't make a kinyan shinui. It's not going to be kind of a shinui. But Shainshin comes along with Shmuel maybe, and he says, Nitlat Chaymis, not a lulav at all. By Rapop, what about Nechlat Chaymis? Maybe it's not Sikimishin Nitlat Chaymis. Because it has no Chaymis. A lulav without a Chaymis, not a lulav. So if it's Nitlat Chaymis, or even Nechlat Chaymis, because Nechlat Chaymis, not Sikimishin Nitlat. Because the bottom line is there is no Chaymis. And a lulav without a Chaymis, not a lulav. Is this the Pshat and Rashi? I can't say for sure. I mean, Rashi just has to tell me very little about the point. If you're Rashi, I think the door is open to say this Pshat, and it's very Gishmak. Rashi doesn't bother to say anything. The Kasha didn't face, but all Rashi says is Nikta Moshe is Ein Zehoda. And that's enough, because that sets up everything else. It's just a Chesaron and Hoda. Okay, let's finish the Tosfos. Less Teres and Taisus. Inami. Nitla achas mina teremis. Nitla teremis means one of the teremis. One of the two. One of the pair. Debe nictum le mifsula elem ke nictum ushtay. Teis says there's a difference between nictum and roshay. It's the same, the rosh and the teremis is the same thing. The shtay olam em tzoy. Whatever that means, whatever that means. The two half leaves, the two leaves. When you name it, it doesn't matter. We've got it. The teremis and the olam and tzoy and the rosh are hainu ach. So what's the difference between nictum roshay and nitla teremis? So Teis, but nictum roshay means both. Both leaves were nictum. But if only one leaf was nictum, then it's takim hashem. Nitla teremis is even one of the two. If it was cut all the way down, that's called nitla teremis. If it was cut all the way down, it was totally amputated, then it's enough of one of the two leaves as possible. That's already called nitla teremis. What's that one of? Why is that so? Why is nictum roshay only if both were nictum? And nitl hatremis is if only is even if one of them was nitl. Hagam the Rosh and the Teremis are the same two leaves. Those are Olam Helyonim. But it's a different kind of psul. The psul of Nitam Roshay is because the Rosh, the Lulav doesn't have a Rosh. Because the top of the Lulav is cut. The psul of Nitla Teremis is because the Lulav doesn't have a Teremis. As the Lashon implies. So even though it happens to be that the Olam that are the Rosh of the Lulav are also the Olam that are the Teremis, but it's beside that Dabar, it's two different psul. The psul of Nitam Roshay is the Lulav does not have a top. So if you have Shnei Olam, and one of them is gone, the other one is still there, so the Lulav still has a top. Because the Ola that remains is still the top of the Lulav. So the Lulav has not been decapitated, the Lulav still has a Shmitz. The Lulav has to come to a top. Like the Hadass and the Rav, they all have to have a top. There's Nitam Roshay, the Hadass and the Rav also. The Hadass has to come to a top. The Rav has to come to a top. If the top is chopped off, it's possible. The Lulav has to come to a top. If the top is chopped off, it's possible. But since the top is Shnei Olam, so if it's missing one Olam, it still has the Olam, the Lulav still has a top. So it's only possible if both of them were Nictum Roshay, then the Lulav doesn't have a top. And Nictum, of course, is only right on the way down. What about Nitla Teremis? Nitla Teremis, the Psul is not because the Lulav doesn't have a top. Nitla Teremis is a different Psul, because the Lulav doesn't have a Lulav. Because the Lulav doesn't have a Teremis. And one of the definitions of the Lulav, the way that Sur the Lulav has to be, is that the Lulav has to have a Teremis. That actually don't have by Hadass and Rav. It's a special dip that the Lulav, the Sur is the Lulav, is that it has to have a Teremis. So even if one leaf is missing, but it's missing completely, it's not just nicked them part way down, it's missing completely, so what does it matter that there's another leaf remaining? But one leaf does not a Teremis make. A Teremis, by definition, is two. You have to have a pair. So therefore, if one of the teremis, one of the leaves of the teremis is gone, then that lulav doesn't have a teremis at all. So I mean, maybe it's possible. So that already is possible. That, by the way, is the havana. That's why nechel kateremis master commission shenitla teremis. What's that in more than that flam bed? Nechel kateremis more is done if it's true, if it's not true. But the Mara Kaponim has a tzad that nechel kateremis master commission nitla teremis. What does nechel have to do with nitla? There's no gemara that nechel has master commission nikta. Well, obviously, to be nechel is not the same as to be nittel. So what's traveling more? Pshat is poshut. Because the psul of nittel atremis is that the lulav has to have a tremis. And if it doesn't have a tremis, then it lacks in the source of lulav. So tremis means, so when it's nechel got tremis, so the Gemara say, if it's nechel got tremis, then there's no tremis. Because the tremis, by definition, can't be mischalach. If it's nechel got tremis, then it's not a tremis anymore. So what do I care that the leaves are still there? But if they're necklaced from each other, so it's whatever the mitzvah of necklaced teremis is. Rashi and Tosfos necklaced teremis means that it cut. Rashi and Tosfos necklaced teremis means this is the shedra. Then you have the teremis. The two olamim, so again, whatever the pshat from the olamim, so it means two half leaves, or the two whole leaves. Let's say two whole leaves, so just to make it simple. So Rashi says, Nechlecha HaTemes means that the sheter split down to the next two leaves. What's the idea? The idea is, the definition of a temes is the two leaves that branch out from a single stem. That's a temes. But if the stem itself is cut all the way down to the next leaf, then these two leaves don't have a shared stem, then that's not a temes. Another problem in the Tosfos also comes to the same thing. So that's the avodah, Nechlecha HaTemes, by the Rashi Mishnah Nechlecha HaTemes. Yes, so just like Nechlecha HaTemes, it's an Asa Kimishu Nitla Tremis, because it's not a Tremis anymore. So if Nitla Tremis, even if one leaf was missing, so it's also not a Tremis anymore. Halodron Kalochem, Radach Nechlecha HaTemes is possible, because it's Nasa Kimishu Nitla, because there's no, because what do I get? It's there, but it's not a Tremis. So if one is totally missing, if it's Nitla Tremis, it's also not a Tremis. So about it's possible. Again, Mashenke Niktam Roshoi, Niktam Roshoi is not a Psul because it's a Tremis. Niktam Roshoi is a Psul because that's not a Rosh. So if there's one all left, it has a Rosh. There's still 5 minutes about the Itur. I'm not sure if I'm going to say, maybe this is, we'll see if I'm still going to say tomorrow. Today's Tuesday, right? Thursday for sure or not. So Shabbos is Wednesday. We'll see. I guess I'll let you know. But let me just tell you, just talk for a couple of minutes about Easter in case you know time. In case we don't convene again tomorrow. The Eater has a third, has another Shita. The Torah brings the Eater back. The Eater has a Shita that Niktam Roshe means the Shloisha Olamayim son. Strange flush from the Bali Yitur. Says, Mistabro, Nikter Roishoi, Loishe Yikotem Tsas Meha Ola El Yaina. It doesn't mean that a little, that some of the middle Ola was cut off, was cut down. Eloshe Niktemu Shloisha Ha Ola El Yainim, Ala Shetra. Rather, it means that the three Ola El Yainim were cut down, I think it should be out of Shedra, down to the Shedra. Lo yigav Shedra, but the Shedra itself is not nicked, but he cut the three olam elyonim all the way down to the Shedra. And it's like nicked roish yudah das v'arom. She'en ha-chaseris ha-ola, el ha-chaseris ha-roish. So it's a little bit strange, Losh. It says, nicked roish, I don't think it means a little bit of a middle ola. It means all of the three middle olam. Sounds like he's being shuttled two different things. First of all, he's being shuttled, but does not mean mixus, it means all the way down to the shadow. Niktam is not only a little bit, like the Torah said, Niktam is right. He's not right, all the way down to the shadow. It has to cut all the way down to the shadow. It was totally amputated. Has no rush. But then he also says, it's not the middle ola, it's the three middle ola. It sounds like somehow it's connected. If it will be the middle ola, then it will be a mixus. But since it's a three middle olam, so then it has to be all the way down. It's right. There's two different things. You should discuss each one separately. Nikdam, first of all, does not mean a mixus, it means all the way down. Number one. Number two, doesn't mean the middle olam, it means all three olam, the three middle olam. What exactly are the three middle olam? That's a shy, what does it mean? Some place can say that the Balita is talking about a special case where the Shedra's kola has three olam that come out of it. That's right, right enough to pass this. Pass this is that they have a. You have the middle olam, the other Rishayim talking about, and then you have the next two down. That's the whole half of the loof. That's the rosh of the loof. So that needs a hesber exactly. What's he's been showing up two different things. It's not the middle olam, it's the three middle olam, and it's not a mixas, but it's kula. Shabbos, when he says after it's like hadas and aruba, that it's chaseris harosh. But he means the pshat that he was shalul is that maybe nikta moshe means if the top of the lulav was somehow nicked, even a little nick in the top, like in an ester, you know, by the pitum, it's very sensitive. You know, by the chaytum, you know, any psulim, any shinimara in an ester, if it's at the top part by the cone, so it's more lax than others, so it's like more of a psul. So maybe you could have thought that maybe that's what nikta moshe is, that if there's a pkam on the top of the lulav, so it's possible. So he says, no, that's not the pshat. It's chaseris harosh. It's not that it has a pkam. It's that it doesn't have a head at all. So mainly that has two implications. Number one, even if it's mitzvah is not gonna be possible. If it would be a pkam, if the psul, because it's pogum the tab, so even a mitzvah would pass it. But he says, no, it's not a mitzvah. It's not the pshat that is pogum. The psul is not that it's pogum. The psul is that it doesn't have a head. It's headless. So headless means all the way down. If there's a little bit projecting above the shedra, then it has a head. Number two, if it would be the chesom, because it's pogum, the rosh is pogum, so even the olehem, you could the olehem soy, that's the very shvitz, maybe that's pogum. But now that he's telling me that the psul is that it had no head at all, no head at all is the shtosh olam elyon. For some reason, I'm not quite sure why he assumes that, but the head is the shtosh olam elyon. So even so, if it's missing, so you have to remove all the shtosh olam elyon. You have to remove all the olam elyon, the shleish to olam elyon. Okay, that's as far as that's concerned. Then here's what gets strange. When it comes to Rabbi Shulam Levi, what's nikla chenis? So nikta moshe according to the Bali Yitzchak, nikta moshe is very radical surgery. The three olam ha'emsoim were totally cut down all the way down to the shevet, and anything less than that is not nikta moshe. Then things are Shulam Levi. He says does not mean it was cut. Like other Yishan learned, Nechlok HaTayimis means it was cut vertically. The Yitzhak learns that Nechlok HaTayimis means it was cut horizontally. Because you have a lulub, and somebody took a knife and he cut into the lulub so that Tayimis, the middle Allah, is mostly we sort it to the chamus so that it's mostly now just hanging on a little bit, but it's right by the way through he cut into the chamus. He's medayik because he says the Gemara, why did Gemara change his language? Before we talked about mystico and now it became nechliko. What are we just changing it for variety's sake? He says no, that means something else. Mystico is vertical and nechliko is horizontal. Then he says that chamus he ha'ola sheboi matim hashevet. What is the chaymus? The middle leaf in which the shedra is called. Toshma domer of masna and omer of shimlevi, nitla chaymus posse. Rahab shalay nitlu shalay shalom mirashi, ala chaymus levada. Even though shimlevi tells me nitla chaymus is posse. You know, you didn't take off all three. You only took off the chaymus, the middle one. Nonetheless, nitla hareyu ka nikta roshi uposse, nitla chaymus, the middle other was removed. It's like nikta roshi and it's posse. So my love would do a nechaku. So nechlu should be the same thing. The chaymus was sawed into. So Moshe said, no, maybe nitla shayli gachosa. And then it means ikadami nechlu chaymus nasa kimishin nitla. And halach is like the lishna basra. Then nitla and nechlu are the same thing. And then if a bench of nitla chaymus levada, bench of nechlu chaymus levada, bereichub, shem shnei olam ta'oimim shebroish ha-shedra, hareu ka niktam roshi uposel. So, first of all, the obvious question. Nikdam Roshay, that Bala Yitta learns, means the three olam ha'elyonim were cut down all the way down to the shedra. Now, Rabbi Shuvah Levi says, Nitla Chaymus is possible. What's Nitla Chaymus? The middle olam was cut away. So once it's possible, if the middle olam was cut away, so why do I need a psul of Nikdam Roshay? Every Nikdam Roshay is Nitla Chaymus. It's the same question Tosfos is, but now it's the other way around. By Tosfos, Nikdam was much less. In Tosfos' world, Nikdam Roshe is a lesser trammel than Nitla Chaymus. Nikdam Roshe is only, you cut off just some of the Shnei Olam HaElyonim. And Nitla Chaymus, you cut them all the way down. So Tosfos says, what do I need of Shulam Levi? What do I need the Psalm of Nitla Chaymus? I already have the Psalm of Nikdam Roshe. In the Bali Idris, all the way around, Nikdam Roshi is all three. We're cut down all the way down to the Shedra. Radical decapitation. And the Tlatcher, which is only the middle Allah, was cut away. So now the question is all the way around. What do we need to Psul of Nikdam? Every Nikdam is already Nittl. Every Nikdam Roshi is long since Nittl at Tlatcher. Every time you cut away the three middle leaves, obviously you cut away the middle leaf. That's very strange. I don't know what the terrorist flag is. And it's even more striking because the Bali Iter himself says that the psul of Nittl HaTelemis, of Shul Levi, is because it's Nasa Kimisha Nikta Roshay. It's not like something from psul with, like my first reaction when I saw this during the Bali Iter, I mean, they asked him the Bali Iter, was that maybe we could use the Lomas of Sender Rashi. Maybe one is a psul of Hadar and one is a psul who doesn't have a Shem Lulav. So if one's only Yubi Hamarisha and the other one's all 7 days, maybe we could use that kind of, that kind of trick. But the Bali Iter says, Divrei Bali Iter borrow. Milelu, the Bali Iter says the psul of Nittl Roshay is because of Nittl HaTelemis is because it's Nasa Kimisha Nittim Roshay. So it's the same kind of psul. So if every Nittl HaTelemis is Nasa Kimisha Nittim Roshay, and Nittl HaTelemis means the middle Allah, Shabbai Kala Halubat, the Allah Aliyanim, Shabbai Kala Shedra, was taken away, so why do I need the psul of Nittim Roshay altogether? I'm not quite sure what to do with that. I don't know what to do with that. Unless maybe to say b'doichet that in a chanami after Rabbi Shimon Levi Nikta Moshe changes. The Rabbi is explaining what would Nikta Moshe mean without Rabbi Shimon Levi. What would mean the Shloisha Olam Eliyahu? Now comes along Rabbi Shimon Levi and he says, no, the middle one is like, if the middle one's missing, it's like the whole top is gone, the whole Moshe is gone. So like he needs to say the Shloisha Olam Eliyahu to explain what's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Levi. What does Rabbi Shimon Levi say that doesn't already stay in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Nikta Moshe. And Rabbi Shimon Levi said Nittl HaTelemis. I know how. She says, no, without Rabbi Shimon Levi, I would have said it's the Rosh of the Shloisha Olam Elyonim. Now comes on Rabbi Shimon Levi and he says the critical one is the middle one. The two other two are a little available in my room. You get rid of the middle one, then it's like it's all gone. And the Chanami, now that that's now after Rabbi Shimon Levi, that becomes a pshat in the Rosh. Maybe that's the answer. But I have another point I want to make in the Bali Iter. Is that the Fila Bali Iter, the psul of Nittl HaTelemis, before in Taisus it said that the psul of Nittl HaTelemis is because the lulav has to have a tremis. The tsuris of lulav is that it has to have a tremis. It's a different kind of psul of Nittl HaTelemis. Nittl HaTelemis is a psul that doesn't have a head. And Nittl HaTelemis is a psul that doesn't have a tremis. The Bali Iter is not true. The Bali Iter, I don't think that's true. The Bali Iter learns the psul of Nittl HaTelemis is not the commission of Nittl HaTelemis. It's one psul, not two different psul. The psul of Nittl HaTelemis is because Rabbi Shul Levi's machadish in me that in the Rosh the important part is the Tremis. So the Tremis is gone, it doesn't have a Rosh. It's a different word. The psul of Nittl HaTelemis in love is a different word. The fit taisa is the psul of Nittl HaTelemis is that a lulav, the tsuris lulav is that it has to have a Tremis, it has to have twin olum. Because that's the tsuris lulav. And then there's another issue that it has to have a Rosh. And they have different dorm. For a Rosh, it's enough to take away one olum. That's already. I mean, to say it doesn't have a Rosh, you have to take away both of them, otherwise it has a Rosh. Half a Rosh is better than none. Half a head is better than none. On the other hand, for Nittl HaTelemis, even if it took away one, now it's not a Telemis. That could be explained in places. Lefila Inter, it's one soul. Nittl HaTelemis is not the condition of the Rosh. That the Telemis is the Rosh. So if it doesn't have a Telemis, so it doesn't have a Rosh. That's number one. Lefila Bala Inter, I don't know what it'll be if you took away only one of the leaves of the Telemis. Could be it'll still be kosher. Because it has a Rosh. Stabbers will be kosher. That's number one. Number two, I think now it's very good. It's rather good to do with the Bali Iter learns that Nechlek HaTelemis is not vertical but horizontal. Because if it's cut horizontally, so a lot of has, if it's cut vertically rather, straight up and down, so if Papa says it's possible, if Papa has a bayah, maybe it's possible. Maskon is that it's possible. Can't say it doesn't have a Rosh. Just because the thing is cut vertically, it has a Rosh, everything is going up to the top. So what's the psul of Nechlek HaTelemis? Fitaisus, I understand. It's called Nechlek HaTelemis a psul because it's not a Telemis anymore. It's not a twin because it's Nechlek. So that's Nasa Kemisha Nittl. It lost the psul of having a Telemis. But the feel of Bala Iter, that the psul of Nittl HaTelemis is not that it doesn't have a psul of a Telemis, but rather that the Telemis is the Rosh. Without Rabbi Shimon Levi, which had the Tremis as the three Olam Elyonim, comes to Rabbi Shimon Levi and says, no, the Rosh is the middle Olam. But the Psul of Nittl HaTremis is because that's the Rosh. And if you take away the Tremis, the Lulav doesn't have a Rosh. That doesn't have a Tremis. It doesn't have a top. Because the Olam Choy is the top. So if it's only Nechlek vertically, so what do you mean? It has a top, all the way up to the top. So what do I think it's Nechlek? Therefore, the Bali Yitl Shiktosu learns that Nechlek HaTremis is not vertical. Nechlak Ketonimis means you cut it horizontally. You cut into the top of the luluf. So that now the top of the luluf is like, you know, now your luluf looks like, you know, this is the top of the luluf. So now your luluf looks like, you know, like this. It's sawed in partially. So that maybe it's Kemishin Itla. Since you've cut most of the way through the Tehemis, probably called it doesn't say the shears, I imagine the shears, right? You cut most of the way through. Maybe it's Kilu, it's gone. But maybe not. That's the Shaila, you know, if the clip. If that's still cool, that it has a head. But I think in the Havana, the Balitir goes to Shitos. So it comes out to Balitir, it's a different Shia, it's a different Shita in the Havana, the Psul of Nitla Tehemis. If you taste the Psul of Nitla Tehemis, the lacks in having a Tehemis. And Nechel because me commission Nitla because it was split vertically, and therefore it lacks its twinness of being a Tehemis. And the Fila Balitir is all different. What the point is that the Tehemis is the Rosh. I would have thought the three of them are the Rosh. Comes along with Rabbi Shimon Levi, says, no, the Tehemis is the Rosh. But it's possible as Rosh. And the Psul doesn't have a Rosh. And Nechel Kat Tehemis is that the Rosh was sawed away. Fila Balitir being mystic up and down is nothing. It's not just a little. Okay, fine, we'll stop here. We'll see tomorrow. Maybe it'll still say Shia. I'm not quite sure what's, if yes or not. If yes, then I'll see tomorrow. Otherwise, so if the game, if I have what to be matched, I'm in the Sugya. You know, starting the Sugya, if I have what for something important today, and the Sugya is a little, I'll have Shia tomorrow. Otherwise, not. Okay.